Philip Sampa, PhD Research Integrated. His date is 04/27/2022. Dictation is for Miss Carolyn Burks / hyphen Clark. Burke hyphen Clark spells B-U-R-K-S hyphen C-L-A-R-K. Carlin spells C-A-R-O-L-Y-N. Date of birth is 06/21/1972. This is a 49-year-old here with throat pain, period. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 4 years, has been using over-the-counter medication with no improvement. Says she's here because her throat is, pain is increased. That pain is 7 out of 10, increased with swallowing. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports myalgia. Next line, she reports ear pain, both ears. Next line, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Denies stiff neck or neck pain, period. Next line, denies abdominal pain, denies headache, denies blurred vision or double vision, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's a lower-oriented, obese young lady. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 status 99% of urinary, blood pressure 127 over 86, pulse 76, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous tonsils and pharynx. Edematous tonsils and pharynx. No exudate. Next line, uvula, midline and mobile, mild erythema, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor respiratory effort. There is an abnormal song in the lung, rather difficult to describe, between friction, rub, and crackles. Is heard diffusely on inspiration and expiration. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or emboli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan, assessment number 1 is acute pharyngitis, number 2, bilateral otitis media. And please go back to physical exam, include air. Bilateral ear, TMs are erythematous with effusion. Effusion appears purulent. There's no light reflex. There's no tragal tug, no mastoid tenderness. And back to assessment and plan. Next assessment. Cough. Next assessment, acute bronchitis, period. Next paragraph, patient was sent for a chest x-ray, but she did not complete it. She stated the line was too long and she's tired of waiting and would prefer to go somewhere else to have the study done. She was given a requisition to have the study done at another facility. She was strongly encouraged to return as promptly as possible when she gets that x-ray, because I would like to evaluate that abnormal sounds that was elicited on our chest examination, on our lung examination, period. Next paragraph. In the clinic, she was given injections of dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM, Rocephin 1 gram IM. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 20 minutes. She reports no side effects from the medication. She says she's beginning to feel a little better, but she was strongly encouraged to have this x-ray done and come back with the results, period. Next paragraph, strep test was done in the clinic. Strep test was negative. Patient was sent home with the following medication. 1, Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO, now then 1 PO daily until gone, number 6. Next medication, prednisone, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 5 days, number 5. Next medication, Teslon 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 10 days, number 30. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was advised again to come back with that chest x-ray when she gets it done. so we can discuss what might be going on with her lung. She says she understands and will comply. End of the patient.